crosses on my back, saying you got to get home. People yell left and right, won't leave me alone. I've got to get away, I've got to cool down. Got to have a Coca-Cola, stop this messing round. Coke has a taste that I like, this go better with Coca-Cola. What can I do to better myself? Cut my hair, shave my face like everybody else. My throat is dry, and my body's hot. I must have a Coke, yeah, made it style. Coke has a taste that I like, this go better with Coca-Cola.
Keep it for real with the nucleus and the taste of Coca-Cola.
Hello, you're listening to Rock and or Roll. I'm BJ, and it's finally time for the second installment in a series that I started a while ago that I'm calling Overlooked, where you, the listener, get to hear a great album that you've probably never heard before. Last time we focused on a UK band called Interview and their album Snakes and Lovers. On this episode, we're going to focus on an album called Illuminations by a band called Leggett. L-E-G-G-A-T. This album was released by Capitol Records, but only in Canada, and it came out in 1982. And even though there are only 10 songs on the album, it was released as a double album, because most of the songs are longer than 5 minutes, some of them upwards of 7 minutes. So what you get is 4 songs on the first record, 2 songs on each side, and then 6 songs on the second record, 3 songs on each side. But the album actually clocks in at a little less than an hour long. This band, Leggett, is named for two brothers who were the driving force behind the project, Gord and Hugh Leggett. Hugh was previously in a band called A Foot in Cold Water, which formed in Toronto in 1971, when Paul Nauman and Alex Machin from a group called Island teamed up with bassist Hugh Leggett, drummer Danny Taylor, and organist Bob Horn. All three of them were formerly in the bands Lords of London and then Nucleus. At the very beginning of this episode, we heard Nucleus and a Coca-Cola commercial, which was recorded by Nucleus, I'm guessing 1969, 1970. A Foot in Cold Water signed with a label called Daffodil Records, and they put out a self-titled album in 1972, and that record went gold in Canada. Let's hear a song by A Foot in Cold Water from the first album. This is called In Heat. Foot in Cold Water released a second album the next year, 1973, and they called it A Second Foot in Cold Water. This is a song from that record called How Much Can You Take?
Bend a little, see, make my
So what I did with those two songs is I picked, I guess, my favorite song from each record, but also those are the heaviest songs. The entire albums are not as heavy as those songs are. So after that second album by A Foot in Cold Water, they were dropped by their label, Daffodil. But in 1975, they signed another deal with the Canadian label Anthem Records. And in 1977, they put out a third album called Breaking Through. But they broke up very soon after that record came out. Hugh Leggett formed a short-lived band called Thunder Road, but eventually he teamed up with his brother, Gord, and they formed a band called Private Eye. Private Eye signed with Capitol Records, and in 1979, they released a self-titled album. Let's get a taste of that record by Private Eye. This is a song called Your Place or Mine. So that is the best song, at least in my opinion, on the Private Eye record, and it's not what I would call great. Side one of the Private Eye record is labeled the hard side, and side two is labeled the soft side, but it's not very discernible, the difference between the two sides. It's not as discernible as one would expect when they named them the hard side and the soft side. Nothing about side one is very hard in terms of hard rock. The Private Eye record is mostly interesting because of how different it is from what the Leggett brothers were going to do next. Because Private Eye didn't last, the band split up, the Leggett brothers would form a new band with guitar player Rob Steiger, keyboardist Paul Sullivan, and drummer Danny Taylor. Now, Hugh Leggett had played with Danny Taylor previously in both Nucleus and A Foot in Cold Water. And then, to round out the band, you get Hugh on bass and vocals and Gord Leggett on guitar. And they decided to just name this band after the brothers. So it's called Leggett. Now they still have a contract with Capitol Records from the Private Eye days. So the band plays out in the bars for a few months, gets tight, gets the songs together, head into the studio. Hugh Leggett is co-producing with a guy named Francis Davies. They recorded a couple of dozen tracks, I guess, all Leggett Brothers originals. And those recordings happened between March and June of 1981. And then they picked the 10 best songs to include on this album, which they entitled Illuminations. And the record came out in early 1982 on Capitol Records, but it was only released in Canada. And I have to say, this is a great album. It's very well produced. Very strong songwriting. Much of the record has a dark feel, but there are more than enough melodic moments. So it all comes together really well. It's a thematic, cool, interesting, well put together album that really flows. The songs work very well together. The difference between this record and the Private Eye record is just astronomical. There's really no similarity between them, actually. So despite a serious push from the record label, the album didn't go anywhere. One excuse I saw is the songs are all pretty long. It does have, a lot of it has kind of a new wave feel, so it fit with the time, but it didn't get the right kind of promotion, apparently. The songs were too long, they didn't get on the radio. For whatever reason, this great album by Leggett just went unnoticed. Probably the highest profile they got was in 1985 when Blue Oyster Cult actually recorded what is the first song on Illuminations and made it the first song on their album in 1985 called Club Ninja, which is a very underrated Blue Oyster Cult album, by the way. I really enjoy that album, and their version of White Flags is great, but let's get into the Leggett album, Illuminations, and that begins with the song White Flags, which Blue Oyster Cult would record a few years later. And this is a killer opening track. You'll hear just excellent musicianship, killer hooks. Love this song. Of course, my first exposure to it was Blue Oyster Cult. I remember I got the Club Ninja tape way back when I was a kid because they played Dancing in the Ruins on Milwaukee radio, probably around when the album was new, is probably when I got it. Probably not that long afterwards, because I remember hearing Dancing in the Ruins on the radio, and then White Flags is the first song on that record. So I've loved that song for a long time, long before I found out it was a Leggett song and got this record by Leggett. So check it out. This is White Flags, the first song on Illuminations.
ravage my deception. Desert your defenses. Liberate your inhibition. Let me take you away. Away.
The second track on Illuminations is an atmospheric kind of trippy song called Slipping Into Limbo, but again, very well played, very well produced, great vocals on the chorus. This is just quality material, so check it out. This is the second track on Illuminations by Leggett. It's called Slipping Into Limbo.
Here, the days seem so uncertain. Gone
So that's side one of album one. Now we flip that over for side two. For the third song on Illuminations, a plodding, dark song, but again, well played, well produced, intricately arranged, excellent vocals, and a very cool melody. This is just kind of a tour de force. So check it out. This is the third song on Illuminations, Wallow in the Hollow.
Dawn, you wait alone for a glimpse of that ephemeral.
The fourth song on Illuminations and the last song on the first LP is another dark, heavy song, once again with a killer chorus. So this is track 4 on Illuminations. It's called American Lights, and that's American with a K.
Thank you.
All right, the first song on LP 2, track number 5 on the Leggett album Illuminations, is a heavy, riffy song called Rolling Hard. This song feels ahead of its time, actually. It's got a very aggressive chorus. Sounds like an alternative rock song. Sounds like it could have been put out by Sub Pop. Shades of Nirvana, dare I say? Up next, track 6. There are keyboards pretty much all over this album, but the keyboards seem to be more prominent on this song. Once again, very nice hooks in the song, interesting arrangement. The drums are amazing on this whole album, but check out the drumming on this song. There isn't a bad song on this record, honestly, which is why I'm doing an overlooked episode about it. But here we go, track 6 from Illuminations. This is called Under Your Spell. Track 7 on the record is a really nice, almost ballad with a very catchy chorus. It's just undeniable, I think, how good the material on this record is and how well it all comes together, how well it's played and produced, and just the vision they had creating this material. Home run. So this is track 7. It's called 72 Bordello Street, parentheses, Lovin' Me Is Gonna Break Your Heart.
Baby,
Up next, track 8, another atmospheric song. A lot of atmosphere on this record, a lot of tonality, a lot of darkness and depth, ominous feelings in the background. Stuff like that is what I get from this record. It's got a black cover, the inner sleeves, it's all black and white, it's all very dark. I guess that probably contributes to just the tone and the feel of the record. This actually would be my least favorite song on the album, but it is still good, especially in the context of the rest of the album as a chapter in this story. So check it out. This is track 8 on Illuminations. It's called Red Wine and White Lies. We've made it to track 9. Hope you're enjoying this album. I bet you are. Track 9 is such a good song. Intricately arranged, great melody, great vocals. I know I'm repeating myself, but when you can describe almost every song on an album like that, with those kind of platitudes, you know, then you know you're listening to a good record. Also, this song has some really cool heavy guitar riffs. Like, I keep saying the production and the playing on this record are awesome. So check it out. This is track 9 on Illuminations by Leggett. It's called The Ballad of Frankie D.
Yeah.
And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, we've made it to the end of the album. Released in 1982 by Capitol Records in Canada. It's called Illuminations. The band is called Leggett, named after the two brothers in the band, Hugh and Gord Leggett. They end the album with the best song, which sometimes that really works. This song is an absolutely epic song, and epic might not be the right word. I don't mean epic in terms of like arrangement and ambitiousness and those kind of things. I mean epic in that how good it is, how effective it is, how it sounds like a hit song that just never was a hit but should have been. I'm guessing many of you will agree with me that this is a lost classic of a song. So I'm glad you made it all the way through. I'm glad you made it here to the last song on the record. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoyed this whole album. It's not an easy one to find, which is another reason that I would do an episode like this about the whole record. And hey, if you made it to the end, well, here's your reward, because this song is a goddamn masterpiece. But let me know if you enjoyed this episode. Let me know if you enjoy these kind of episodes. I can do other episodes where I just play a whole record for you. Just rare, obscure stuff. Let me know if you want more of that kind of thing. rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com. Or if you just Google rockandorrollpodcast, put the word podcast in there, because otherwise you get a bunch of Simpsons links. But if you Google rockandorrollpodcast, you'll find all the links right there on the results page. You'll be able to click to the blog or the Facebook page. Let me know how big of a fan you are of this album now, Illuminations by Leggett. You can send me a message at the blog, you can send me a message at Facebook. I'll post this episode on Facebook. You'd be able to comment there. So make sure if you're a fan of the podcast, you join the Facebook page or keep tabs on the blog. Anyways, here it is. I know I've built it up and you're ready to hear it. So this is it. The last and best song on Illuminations by Leggett. It's called Today is an Open Road. Enjoy.
Yeah.
I'll be back.